Have you been busy dealing with problems for which you cannot see the answer? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland focuses our attention on the Word and how God is the great planner.
Now, I want you to see something. We're about to see something huge, just huge. Verse 23, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Yeah, he forgot him. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And he told him these dreams. Then, verse 9, then spake the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, oh, man, I remember my fault this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in war with the captain of guards, the hound of the chief beggars. We dreamed a dream one night, and I had a dream. And there was a, verse 12, there was a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. We told him, he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was me he restored to mine office, and him he hanged. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came unto Pharaoh. And you know the story, do you not? Verse 46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He was 30. That's huge. The Levites did not serve the temple until they were 30. Jesus was not anointed until he was 30. And to be the second most powerful man, in some ways the most powerful man in the world, he had to be 30 years old. And it started when he was 17. Somebody shout amen. God moved him and maneuvered him and took care of him and protected him. He protected him against that. Don't you know Potiphar said, oh, no, man. Oh, I hope he's forgotten what I did to him. Now, General Potiphar is working for he probably don't even know it. Why, no, I couldn't be the same one. No, I couldn't be that little squirt. No. I hope. No, you know Joseph. He didn't pay attention then. Didn't pay attention to him back there then. Amen. Are you listening to me? Can you see what God did? He maneuvered him because of the most powerful and most important family on the face of God's earth at that time. The 12 tribes of Israel. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Get in on the plan.
Yes. Yes.
How do you do it? You seek first the kingdom of God. You seek his plans. If you're going to university, seek him about your major. Seek God about it.
Well, baby, you know, you're an American, and we're Christians. You know, you can be whatever you want to be. No, you can't. You need to be what he's called you to be.
Amen. You need to be where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah.
Some people don't have any business going to college. I tried over and over and over again. And I couldn't understand it. I thought it was because I was dumb or, you know. This is Kenneth B.C., you understand? And I'd go to school. I wanted to go to Air Force. I wanted to fly jets. I wanted to do all that, man. And sometimes I'd get in those classes and I'd start just kind of just bad feeling in my stomach and just get up and leave. And it'd go away. And I thought, well, I'm not going to do this. And I began later, kept trying to make a stab at it here and there. You know? And then I'd go to flight school. I'd go to sales schools and man, you know, just do well. But I'd try to go to university or go to college and so forth. That wasn't where I was supposed to be. And God had there was no way he was going to allow me. Number one, there's no way he's going to let me get in the Air Force. No way he's going to let me get in there. I loved it too much. I'd have gone to hell in a handbasket if I'd ever got in there. No way. Well, somehow another mama to prayed me out of that, you know. Let me tell you how I wound up getting out of the Army. Joe, brother. Man. This was in 1957. In December of 56, I recorded a record that Jerry was talking about, Pledge of Love. Then the thing got on the chart. I was at basic training in Fort Bliss, Texas, and the colonel called me in there and he said, Copeland, what do you think about military life? I said, well, Colonel, tell you frankly, I like the military. But I said, sir, I got a hit record going on out there, and I can't do anything about it, man. He said, really? I said, yeah. He had me, and of course he had my 201 file, you know, laying there on his desk. And he picked it up like this, man. He said, I have reviewed your military service. And he said, you want to go home? I said, well, yeah. He said, okay, go home. Huh? He said, Copeland, go to this building right here and go home. He said, why are you sitting here? Is it that easy? Get out of here. Man, I mean, I jump and run. I didn't even read the paper. Honorable discharge. Thank you very much. I didn't check one box. One why. What kind of a classification is that? One why. I don't know. I don't care. I'm going on. So I went on. Now we fast forward. The Lord is talking to me about going to the university he had planned for me all the time, which was Oral Roberts University. Yeah. Now you go up to 1966, December of 66. Gloria and I packing up, going to Oral Roberts University, and I'm going to enroll in January. Are you following all this now?
Yes.
I'm talking about the great planner.
Yes.
Man, this is back in the days, you know, there ain't no such thing as the internet, in or what. You know, you can't get online and do anything, there ain't online. So you have to go to the gas company and close that account. Then you have to go to the telephone company and close that account. Then you have to go to the electric company and close that account. So I just done all that. And I'm starting to drive, and of course we'd gone to mother's there, we sold our little place, and
started to leave town. We're leaving the next day. I couldn't get it out of my, just couldn't get it off my heart. Turn around and go to the Selective Service Board, draft board. What? Turn around and go down there. Well, I knew where it was. So I went in there. What is this all about? So I said, I told him my name, 1-847-6975, and my serial number, my soldier's number. Well, you don't ever forget that one, do you? And she said, okay, I'll be right back. She said, and why did you want to check this? I said, well, I'm going back to school. I'm going to Oral Roberts University. I'm enrolling in January and going into ministry full time. And I just felt like I needed to come down here. She said, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland, she said. She said, you know, you're classified 1Y. Well, I'd forgotten about that. I didn't know what it meant in the first place. I just jumped and ran with it. It's honorable. It was incomplete service. They could have called me back anytime they wanted to. 1967. Of course, I was just turned 30. I didn't figure they wanted me, but they could have had me if they wanted me. She said, you going into ministry full time? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, Kenna, I can fix this. She took her big rubber stamp and she stamped 4F all over every page in that thing. It just says unfit for military service. Yes, I was. They don't need to know why. I'm just ain't coming, brother. Amen. Now, here's another thing. They had completely killed the GI Bill. Said, we ain't doing that anymore. We had zero income, Terry. We had $24,000 in bad debt. Gloria said, you must have borrowed money on your tricycle. Well, I don't know. She said that she married me in my debts. Well, you don't think I was going to tell her about all that before we got married, do you? Well, I asked her to marry me on the first date, and I didn't say, well, you know, Gloria, I do owe a lot of money. No. I said, Gloria, will you marry me? She said, okay, and just turned around and went in the house. I didn't get a kiss. She said she got in the house and said, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. 57 years ago, she said that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm talking about the planner, the one that's working you live, my brother and sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Here we went, ORU. Got up there, and all of a sudden they decided to reinstate the GI Bill. Well, it didn't amount to much, but I want you to know, whatever $35 or $40 a month it was, we were glad to get it.
Yes.
They did that on account of Gloria praying in the Spirit.
Come on.
Yeah. She'd go in the grocery store and start praying in tongues. Oh, God, help me where I don't have to take nothing back. No, God, just pray in the Spirit and pick out the groceries. And never did have to take anything back. Praise God. Did you get anything out of this tonight? This. This day and hour. The time in which we live. the most dangerous generation in the history of the planet. Most dangerous time. The great planner. Hey, listen to me. I want to tell you something, my dear brother and sister. Somebody over here needs to hear this. I just got that in my spirit. Somebody right up in here. If you didn't have what it takes to make it in the most dangerous time in the history of the planet, He would have had you born some other time. Hallelujah. You believe that, John Miller?
I do.
I believe that with all my heart, man.
Me too. Oh, praise
God. I believe it.
Oh, hallelujah.
We're the end time generation. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
We're the 120 generation. Why is it that just right now, and I'm not the only one, don't misunderstand me. I know God's speaking that to people all over this world, yes. And there are others that are taking hold of it. There ain't no way I'm the only one. Come on.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I'm one of many.
Amen. Amen.
My little 8-year-old granddaughter got a hold of it. I told you about this, I think, the other day. I'm going to tell it again. I like to hear it. 8 years old.
Thank you, Lord.
And one of Kelly's very, very, very closest friends and associates in the ministry, her dad went home to be with the Lord. And he went through a lot. I mean, God, Agent Orange all over him in Southeast Asia and fought the fight, and glory to God. And it just finally got the best of him, and he just went on home to glory. Well, Emily just started weeping. Kelly said, Emily, what's the matter with you? You know he's in heaven.
I know it, but it'll be 112 years before I get to see him.
Glory.
She's going for that 120. She's heard her pawpaw preach it, and it's in the Bible, and she's going for it. Glory to God.
Glory.
Fired up a whole generation. Thank you, Lord. The great planner. Hallelujah. The one who has your miracle plan for you. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. It's already yours. I agree with that. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. The great planner.
Amen.
Has you on his heart, has you in his mind, sees you up out of that chair. Shaw. Ah! Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Master himself and by his Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father, the God of grace. The God who plans your life is still planning it, and your future is bright in Jesus' name. I see it. I see the fire in your eyes, girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Get up on your feet and let's praise the living God. Hallelujah. The greater one. Say it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm a believer. I am not a doubter. The greater one has plans for me. And they are wonderful plans. He knows me. He understands me. He gives me the desires of my heart. I desire His word. I desire His presence. I desire His plans. I'm not the planner. The Spirit of God that raised me up and brought me into His own plan. And that day that I said, Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. He came. I'm blessed. I know Him. He knows me. He's the planner. I'm the listener. His plan is my plan. And now my plan's His plan. And it's a blessed plan. It is the blessing plan. The same God that maneuvered Joseph and put him right in the right place at the right moment has brought me into this house tonight. He is my planner. He's my God. I'm His child, and I serve Him with all my heart. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I believe in miracles. I believe in gifts of healings. I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have victory. I have victory over death. I have victory that overcomes the world. Because I have faith in God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith. I am a world overcomer. I am a demon overcomer. I have overcome them, them devils, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world.
God created you in His image. Full of faith, power, and authority to live in victory and change the world around you for Him. In the Your Authority in Jesus MP3 package, Kenneth Copeland gives you the answers you need to walk daily in the authority Jesus has provided. The Authority of the Believer, a foundational teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how authority was given at creation, lost through disobedience, and regained through the victory of Jesus at the cross. He did it all for you. The companion study guide has outlines, study focus, and declarations, questions, and a place to take notes while you listen. Combine God's word with your authority and walk in the good works God intended for you. See things change in your family, finances, health, and relationships. Use your authority in Jesus' name.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
you are an overcomer. Through Jesus Christ, you can see your family restored. You can see your body healed, your business, your ministry, all of it thriving. God has already provided everything you need to have and live an abundant life. And He wants to help you receive it. He will, by His grace, empower you to access everything that He's provided if you'll access it by faith, if you'll let Him lead you in this. And we want to help you get in on every detail of God's good plan for your life. That's why we're making these ministry materials available to you. This is a series that my grandfather did called Authority of the Believer. It's a message on MP3 CD, and along with that, we want to send you this study guide. And you need to know that you, as a believer, have authority in this life. You have it right now, and you can walk in victory over every part of the curse of the law. That means sickness, poverty, lack of any kind. It all has to bow its knee to Jesus' name, the name that you possess and the authority that you have in Him. And what Jesus did on the cross not only gave you access to eternal life, but it restored the authority that God intended for you to have from the beginning of time. God's creative power, listen to this, is on the inside of you right now. But you and I need to learn how to release it, and we do that through our words. We do that in faith, and we want you to find out more about the authority you have. So if you would like to get a hold of these materials, you can receive your free copy by ordering them today at kcm.org. Now, this week, all of us here in the United States, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. But whoever you are and wherever you are in the world, well, I encourage you, set aside some time this week and give God thanks for every good thing that He has done. And the good work that He's begun in you, we say He's faithful to finish it. So from all of us here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we say Happy Thanksgiving. And partners, we want you to know how grateful, how thankful we are for you, your faithfulness to pray, your faithfulness to give. Because of God's faithfulness and because of yours, this Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast has been on the air for 40 years. That's 40 years of preaching the Word. That's 40 years of people's lives being changed and saved and healed. And we thank God for His faithfulness, and we thank God for you. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.